Hello, so we begin with breaking news from Ukraine, where several explosions have rocked the capital, Kyiv, and several other cities. The state emergency services says there have been deaths and injuries, although it's not clear yet how many. The reported Russian strikes are the first on Kyiv in many months. Blasts have also been heard in multiple cities in Ukraine's west, Lviv, which is close to the Polish border, and Ternopil. Dnipro in central Ukraine and close to the front lines has also been hit. Let's bring in Rory Challens, who's following developments for us from Kyiv. He's joining us on the phone. Rory, so multiple strikes in central Kyiv and right across Ukraine this morning. Tell us what happened and what you heard and saw.
Well, I think we're going through at least a third wave of rockets coming in right now. There have been many, many explosions in Kyiv this morning. I've just in the last minute or so counted three rumbles, not too close to where we are at the moment, but certainly not too far away either. The second wave came in about 20 minutes ago, two very large explosions near to where we are. Remember, this is Monday morning, so these attacks seem designed to cause maximum carnage during the morning rush hour, basically. There are injured and dead, but it's not yet known how many. That's according to the state emergency services. The early indications are that 8 people have been killed, but that was an hour ago before the latest waves of attacks, so that is almost certain to go up significantly. Now, Kyiv city mayor Vitaly Klitschko has appealed to all residents in the city. He says stay in shelters, and if there's no urgent need, it's better not to go into the city at all. Central streets have basically been blocked off by police so that emergency services can work. The metro system is down. This is something that Kyiv as a city, as the capital city, hasn't experienced for months. Other cities have been hit over recent days and weeks, but Kyiv has largely been spared this kind of thing since the summer, at least. And people had really stopped paying attention to the air raid sirens. I think it's a very, very different reality in Kyiv this Monday morning.
Yeah, Rory, so as you're saying, the capital has not been hit for some time now, so this will be very troubling for people in Kyiv, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this will change the calculus, change the way in which people go around their daily business. You know, other parts of the country have been hit much more frequently than Kyiv has in recent months and weeks. But you know, over the country today, this morning, there seems to be pretty much no major urban centre that isn't being hit by missiles at the moment. There have been strikes in Kharkiv, Lviv, Dnipro, Zhytomyr, Ternopil. Overnight, Zaporizhia was hit too, but that has had many, many strikes in it in recent days. I mean, some of the attacks seem to have been on industrial and civic infrastructure, like electricity stations and rail, etc. But a lot of it seems to be pretty indiscriminate, just you know, coming down in streets and city centres. The President Zelensky has just put out a statement. He says that they're trying to destroy us and wipe us off the face of the earth. They're trying to destroy our people who are sleeping at home, kill people who go to work in Dnipro and Kyiv, and the air raid alarm doesn't subside throughout Ukraine. That basically means that you know this is going on across the country. There are missiles hitting. Unfortunately, there are dead and wounded. Please do not leave shelters. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Let's hold on and be strong. I think there's no doubt here in Ukraine that this is Vladimir Putin's revenge for the Kerch Bridge, and he's taking it out on the softest targets there are, which is civilians.
Rory, just one more for you while I have you with us. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about the whether there were specific targets that were hit in Kyiv.
Well, I mean, in Kyiv, the videos that I've seen, obviously we're not going out in the streets at the moment because it's absolutely not safe at all to do so.
Right.
But the videos that I'm looking at the moment show a strike right next to a playground, a huge crater next to a playground in Tarashevchenko Park, right in the middle of downtown. So that's not exactly a strategic target, is it? There are videos showing burning cars, university buildings, near government buildings, perhaps. But that might have been what the intended target was. But you know, these are not obviously not particularly precise weapons that are being used at the moment. So they're coming down pretty haphazardly on different sorts of environments. But you know, certainly in the middle of a built-up city like Kyiv, you're going to kill civilians if you launch these kinds of things.
Okay, Rory, we'll let you go for now. Thank you so much for that update. Rory Challens reporting from Kyiv. Well, earlier, the Russian President Vladimir Putin called the blast on the bridge connecting Crimea to mainland Russia a terrorist act. The Russian President blamed Ukraine's special services. He's set to hold a meeting of Russia's Security Council later on Monday. The Kerch Bridge supplies Moscow's troops in southern Ukraine and is seen as a symbol of Russian power in the region. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility.
There is no doubt this is an act of terrorism aimed at destroying Russia's critical civilian infrastructure. Its authors, perpetrators, and beneficiaries are the security services of Ukraine.
So that was the Russian president speaking earlier on. We're just taking you to the live picture right now in Kyiv. That's coming to us right here at Al Jazeera. We've been reporting that several explosions have rocked not only the capital in Ukraine, but several other cities right across the country. The state emergency services say there have been deaths and injuries. We're not clear yet on the exact numbers. We'll get you those numbers as and when we get them. Right here at Al Jazeera. So these are the live pictures from the capital, Kyiv, where, as you can see, that is the aftermath of several explosions that have rocked the city early Monday morning. Let's bring in Huda Abdelhamid now. She's joining us from Dnipro. Huda, so there have been multiple strikes across the country, including, we understand, in Dnipro, where you are. Tell us what you heard.
Yes, certainly. Started about 7 a.m., we heard the first loud explosion, followed by a series of explosions. And the last one, as we understand it, was about 10 to 15 minutes ago. It's happening more or less at the same time when it started in Kyiv. And this is certainly the largest attack ever on Dnipro since the war started. Now, also in Zaporizhia, there have been several strikes. And in Kharkiv, those cities have come increasingly under attack. The city of Zaporizhia nearly on a daily basis and quite deadly ones. Just yesterday, 20 people died when a residential building was hit. So there had been anxiety in this part of the country that these airstrikes were increasing and more civilian targets were being hit. Now, we don't have the full picture of what happened in Dnipro at the moment. You know that at least one residential building was hit, but the rest, the local authorities are still not giving us any indication of what's happening. I can tell you that for the first time that I am in the city, people are down in the shelter, worried and wondering what's going to happen next. Because for Dnipro, this is the first time the city comes under such a large-scale attack.
Yeah, and Rory was reporting how troubling this is for people in the capital, Kyiv, because Kyiv itself hasn't been hit for a long time. So, again, this must be very troubling for people in Dnipro.
It is very troubling, and I would say that it's not only troubling for the people in Dnipro, it's also troubling for the people in Zaporizhia, even though they had been targeted more often lately. I think when an air siren goes off, people are in anxiety. You don't know where the missile is going to land, if it lands, if it's going to be intercepted. And one person in Zaporizhia just a couple of days ago was telling me that each time this air siren goes off, she feels like a shooting duck, not knowing where to go or what to do, because it could be anywhere at any time. And often, the ones that actually do hit a target go undetected by the air sirens. The Russians have been using a missile called the S-300, which was supposed to be a ground-to-air missile, which they adapted to ground-to-ground missile. It's a hypersonic missile, and it often goes undetected from the air siren. So certainly very troubling moments, very scary moments. And I think whether you've been in a city that has already been struck several times or like Dnipro, who has seen a few strikes, but certainly not on this scale, it is very scary for everyone involved.
So could people be worried now that this signifies a significant escalation then in the war?
It does signify a significant escalation. I don't think it comes as a surprise. On the ground, the Russian forces have been obliged to retreat, for example, from the northeast and the Kharkiv region. They've also been pushed a bit in the Lugansk region. They've also been incurring defeat in the Donetsk region. So there was an expectation that at some point Russia will respond. It has the air superiority. And so people would say that they were expecting this, especially that, as I said earlier, cities like Kharkiv and Zaporizhia, and also Dnipro was hit a week ago, and there were several civilians that were killed in that attack. People were expecting more of that. And I think last night also when the Russian President Vladimir Putin sort of pointed the finger for the first time since the attack on the Kerch Bridge in Crimea, and he pointed the finger at Ukraine, I think people did expect that retaliation was going to come quite swiftly.
Okay, Huda, thank you so much for that update from Dnipro. Huda Abdelhamid there. And once again, that is the live picture from Kyiv, the aftermath of several explosions that have rocked not only the capital this morning, Kyiv, but also several cities right across Ukraine. And we have heard from the presidential aide to Ukrainian President Zelensky saying this, quoting, that the new Russian rocket strikes are another signal to the civilized world that the Russian question must be solved by force. We will bring you all the latest information out of Ukraine as and when we get it right here on Al Jazeera.